Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss the types of groups that gave their support to the Nazis, as well as their reasons for doing so. By the time that Hitler had become German Chancellor in January 1933, the Nazis had won almost 44% of the national vote. This meant that the Nazis were supported by a wide range of Germans from all social classes and backgrounds, for various different reasons. Membership of the Nazi Party gives an indication of where they attracted support. By January 1933, the Nazis had 719,446 members, compared to only 129,563 in 1930. Their membership featured all social classes, but with more people being drawn from the middle class, often known as the petty bourgeoisie. An analysis of Nazi Party membership in 1933 shows comparisons between German society as a whole. Ordinary workers were clearly the largest group, as they are the biggest group in German society. However, the middle class groups were most likely to be members. For instance, workers made up 46.3% of German society, but only 32.5% of the Nazis. Equally, the peasants made up 20.7% of German society, but only 12.5% of the Nazi Party. On the other hand, however, white-collar workers, who made up 12.4% of German society, comprised 20.6% of the Nazi Party. And equally, the self-employed, who made up 9.6% of German society, made up 17.3% of the Nazi Party, showing a clear tendency towards middle-class membership. This tendency for the middle classes to support the Nazis was often born out of a fear of communism. The Nazis not only had a very clear anti-communist view, it was believed by many that they were the only group that could hopefully stop the communists. The Nazis, however, needed policies that would attract mass support, but they equally had to be careful not to alienate the groups that had money or important social jobs. In terms of religion, Nazi Party members were more likely to be Protestant. Nazi membership was highest in areas which had a large percentage of Protestants, and equally, average Nazi membership rates were lower in areas that were predominantly Catholic. For instance, around 57% of Germans lived in an area which was known to be mostly Protestant. However, 65% of Nazi members were drawn from these areas. On the other hand, around 25% of Germans lived in an area with a high Catholic population, and yet only 15% of Nazi members were drawn from these areas. Some local German elections used different coloured ballot papers for men and women, and this helps us understand a little bit about how the different genders voted. These papers show that, in general, women were slightly more likely than men to vote for the Nazis. This may be due to the fact that the Nazis had groups for women, or action in their local communities, which women mostly benefited from. This included some of the charity which was given and food which was given during the 1929 Depression. Younger people were also significantly more likely to be Nazi Party members than older people. This may be related to the fact that the Nazis had different youth groups, and also the influence of people such as teachers who may have been Nazis and also influencing young people. On the other hand, the Social Democrats had similar membership rates across all groups. As evidence of this, 18 to 30-year-olds made up 31% of the German population in 1931, but they made up 61% of the total Nazi Party membership. On the other hand, people aged 51 and over made up 30% of the German adult population. However, they comprised only 8% of the Nazi Party membership. The Nazis used propaganda to target different messages to the various groups in Germany. Mothers were targeted with the claims that only Hitler could offer protection to Germany, and so to their families. Often it was proposed that sexual exploitation of girls would take place without Hitler and the Nazis leading Germany. Workers were also promised employment and a bright future under the Nazis. Work and bread was a common Nazi slogan. whilst middle-class groups were given messages that focused on anti-communism, as well as committing the Nazis to low taxes and to economic prosperity. Historians disagree on the exact nature of Nazi backing. Some say that the Nazis manipulated Germans through propaganda. However, others would contend that the Nazis simply played into German people's existing opinions. Others still would claim that the Nazis simply had the most desirable policies, especially those to do with the economy.